Now we come to another maschil psalm. It's a psalm of instruction, and it's from the sons of Korah. And listen to this. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days and times of old. Remember, Gideon referred back to that. He told the angel of the Lord, says, our fathers tell us how they were delivered, but we are not being delivered. And in that day, they'll go back and refer to it, and they'll be on the verge of God delivering them again. God will again intrude in history, friends. Verse 2, how thou didst drive out the nations with thy hand and plantest them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out, you see, in order to put these people in the land. Now listen to this, verse 3, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arms save them, but thy right hand, and that right hand is the mighty bared arm of God in salvation, revealed 1900 years ago and yet to be revealed again. This is deliverance, you see, at the Red Sea, bringing them into the land, and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. And then in that heart cry that comes from him, oh, listen to him, thou art my king, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. I hope that we all understand who we're talking about. Jacob is Jacob, and Jacob is the nation Israel. When we're talking about a king, we're talking about their king. And has application for us, but let's keep this in right perspective, and it'll make it more meaningful to us. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. That's verse 4. And through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under, who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. Now they will feel in that day the godly remnant. They are asking for revenge. They're under the law, and they have a right to do that. And we today are to pray for those that deceitfully use us. We are told even actually to love our enemies. Now that's a very difficult thing to do, but we can turn them over to the Lord. And he's told us, avenge not yourselves. Why? Because we are to turn it over to him, because he says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And I feel like we need to turn a great many folk over to the Lord and commit them to him, not only for salvation, not only God's people for keeping, but for those today that cause us trouble. Now, I don't mean for some personal grievance, but who actually are trying to hinder out the giving of the Word of God. It's a terrible thing today to try to blacken the name of either a man or a woman who stand for the things of God. Now, I believe you ought to be very careful before you criticize your pastor. You ought to be very sure that what you're saying is the truth, because to some people, he represents God's cause on this earth, and they'll judge God largely by what he says, and if you discredit him. I think that's the reason that a great many young people have turned off the Bible and the church, is because they have sat in a home where they've had Christian parents, but those Christian parents served up roast preacher each Sunday, and believe me, that diet gets old, and it's tough. Most of us preachers are really tough, and we don't taste very good. We recognize that, but it's wrong to discredit a man who's giving out the Word of God. So here we see that they are asking for God to intervene. Now we move down in this psalm, and I do want to move down to the very end of it. In verse 22, they are in deep trouble now, and we see them actually in the time of great trouble. The enemy is raging against them. That little horn that Daniel mentioned, that Daniel says will wear out the saints of the Most High. They're in trouble. These are Jewish saints, and he makes war with them to overcome them, and they are warned not to fight back. and they refuse the mark of the beast, and they've been killed in large numbers, and they're crying out to God. This is the darkest moment, I think, in the history of the world. And listen now to verse 22. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. That's not quite a picture of the church right now, would you say? There are some suffering, and there's some suffering for Christ's sake, too, by the way. And there are many today, I think, that are. But by and large, the church is not in this position. But the nation Israel will be, that is the remnant. And I want to keep that very clear. We're talking about the remnant. And when we talk about the church, we're not talking about the total number of church members, our total number of churches. Verse 23, he says, awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Here is a cry for God to wake up, as it were. Well, God is not asleep. It's in their desperation that they do this. At the time that the Maccabees came to the foreground in Israel, and this is between the Old and New Testament, and that, by the way, as far as the past is concerned, was probably the time that they suffered more than they have at any time in their past history. But it'll be nothing compared to the Great Tribulation period. And they had then a group of priests that were called the Wakers, and they were the ones that cried out to God. And they raised the cry of prayer, wake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? And in that day they felt like God was asleep. But John Hyrcanus, one of the great Maccabees, had this to say to them. He says, does the deity sleep? Hath not the scripture said, behold, the keeper of Israel slumbereth and sleepeth not. And that, by the way, broke up that group of the Wakers. You don't have to ask God to wake up, but certainly there are times you feel like it, and the people at this time will feel that way. Listen to them. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Well, he's not asleep. He's getting ready to move. Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. Now this is a cry that comes probably at the darkest moment in the history of this world. And it's at this time the king comes. This is the time that he breaks through.